Hello, everyone. My name is Reeves, and welcome to another edition of In the Know.
Good evening, everyone.
In the Know. Tony Reeves.
I learned a very, very valuable lesson about trusting, but verifying.
What does it mean? What will it bring? This is a reality we simply have to accept.
The director of the Division of Safety, as well as a couple of his higher-ups, including my supervisor, would routinely travel to the various offices. So as the course of this time period, he traveled to the Tampa office. So he comes to me and he says, "Hey, Anthony, really enjoyed you being there in Tallahassee. Hated to see you leave. But I understand that you wanted to pursue your academic studies." He said, "You're in the master's program, aren't you?" I said, "Yep, just got started." And he said, "I'm surprised," this was his word, "I'm surprised you didn't use the educational leave program that we have available for the state." And I turned to him and I said, "Well, I wanted to do that. But the problem is that it was under my impression that this program was not available." And just like clockwork, he turns to me and says, "Who told you it wasn't available?" I'm in this situation where I'm looking at them and the two HR directors, the director and the vice director, the ones who told me that it wasn't available, are standing right next to the division director with a very, very concerned look on their face based on what I'm going to say next, because those two were the ones who told me that it wasn't available. And so I am in this situation where I'm trying to decide, do I throw them under the bus or do I take one for the team, knowing that even if I did it, the circumstances wouldn't change? I will tell you, I chose the latter as opposed to the former. I just said, well, it was just based on my understanding and so forth. I could have easily said, "They told me," which is why I'm here. But the reality was, I realized that me telling him that would have changed absolutely nothing. I made the decision that since me saying something won't change the circumstances that I'm in, I just took one for the team and said, "Okay, it is what it is. Just keep it rolling." It's not that these people were lying to me, but the reality is that I did not ask enough questions. And at the time, I didn't know to ask enough questions to verify. I had a document before me that literally said this was the program, and I was relying on the people who implemented it to tell me otherwise. What I should have done and what I could have done was ask them, "Could you provide me something in writing that tells me this program is not available so I can know to have this to rely upon should I decide to take a different direction?" I didn't know that then. I figured that out later on, but I didn't know that then. You're going to find yourself in these situations where these unique circumstances that come in front of you that are going to cause you to make certain decisions that could point you in one direction or the other. I can tell you, I don't know if me saying something to my supervisor or the director back then would have caused anything else to happen. It could have caused me to even be more angry, or maybe the people would have looked at me a little closer as somebody being a troublemaker. I don't know if I would have verified, if I would have applied for it regardless. I do know this. Sometimes what happens when you get in these situations and you take a situation where you believe someone or you legitimately know someone has done something to you or your circumstances that may impede your ability to go forward, there's a natural desire to take it personally and want to do things personally. I know from my standpoint, I was in that position and I lucked out because I made a decision that gave me outcomes that got me to where I am today. You're not always that lucky, but just remember, when you find yourself in a situation where you are relying upon people to represent accordingly, trust what they may be telling you. Verify for yourself so that you don't allow yourself later on to be mad, because had you done that extra step to verify, you might not be in a position of being angry because you now think that this person has done something to your detriment.
Good evening, everyone. In the Know.
Tony Reeves, fired.
Following the news in any way, shape, or form. No shortage of things to talk about.
What does it mean? What will it bring?
This is a reality we simply have to accept.